and Honolulu Civil Beat's Reality Check takes a closer look at the pushback from travel industry leaders over the governor's decision to require that negative test in hand before getting on a plane to Hawaii. Business reporter Stuart Yurton joins us now. Hi, Stuart.
Hi, Catherine.
So, lots of people who were not happy about this news.
Yes, this seems like a really small tweak in some ways, but it has really shaken up the tourism industry and, again, this House Select Committee on COVID-19. Really, the folks there, including a number of people outside of the tourism industry, really had a lot to say about it. They're very unhappy.
And so the meeting, that, it seems like all they did was kind of bash the governor on this decision.
Well, there were other things in the meeting. It went on, and Congressman Case was there, and he talked about CARES Act funding and some other things. But yes, once this came up, it really took up a good bit of time. And I haven't seen – I've been covering this committee for a while and really haven't seen this breadth of concern expressed since people raised questions about the Department of Health's contact tracing effort, which seemed to be not going well. Again, there was just such a consensus of people who were really concerned about it. And they're pretty measured, but they were all expressing concern.
Well, I know one of the early ones who stepped out was Peter Ingram from Hawaiian Air.
Right. So, as you know, Hawaiian Airlines used to be the largest private employer here, but since COVID came and the shutdown occurred, it's no longer. It had to cut jobs, not just furloughed, but cut thousands of employees. So, it's really borne the brunt of this in a big way. And, you know, Peter Ingram was noting that the 72-hour window that Ashley talked about, it's a pretty small window to begin with in the best cases. But there was a little wiggle room at the end. If you got here and the test was pending, you could go into quarantine and wait till the result came. That's no longer the case. Again, it seems like you have to, if you don't have your result when you land here, you're stuck in quarantine for 14 days. Even if the result comes back as you're unpacking your bags and it comes up negative, you're still stuck in your room for 14 days.
Yeah, and you know, yesterday we did talk to Keith Vieira of KBN Associates, a hospitality consulting firm, and he was saying, this change really puts a lot of risk on the travelers. So, it just kind of complicates things for the visitor industry overall.
Yes, definitely. The problem, and again, the problem is that it's a tight window. You can't do it any earlier than 72 hours before you leave. So then you've got this narrow window when you're waiting for your test result to get back, and if it's not back. The one thing that we've heard is that the airlines generally don't require change fees. So theoretically, if you didn't get your result back, you'd be able to change it and not get charged and, you know, come back, leave a day later. But I haven't followed up on that with the individual airlines. It's just what someone said at the press conference the other day.
Well, I know with the holiday coming up, we've got lots of people heading to the airport today, you know, and we'll just kind of see what happens as these visitors and returning residents, what happens to them when they try and come back and they don't have their results.
Right. And it's a lot of people. We had over the weekend, I think one day, 12,000 people arrivals, including something like 10,000 of them or more were tourists. So we're getting quite a jump during the holidays.
All right. Okay. Well, thanks so much, Stuart.
Thank you, Catherine.
That was reporter Stuart Yurton with today's Reality Check. Read his story online at civilbeat.org.